So, Jace Maxwell, will you come up and boast in your Savior?
Hello, my name is Jace Maxwell, and I'm here today to talk about what Jesus has done in my life. Ever since I was little, I was consistently told the gospel story, almost every day. I went to church every Sunday, and I figured I was a decent son to my parents. I woke up every day to read my Bible, but I didn't actually read it. I just sat there and stared off into space. When I was caught in sin, I would be defensive, and I wouldn't want to admit it. Then, when I was about 12, my dad and I walked through this plan that showed me truly what the gospel was. I discovered more about the man that my parents always talked about. They told me that Jesus came to earth as a child, never once sinning, then grew up and placed to die a horrible death on a cross by the same people who had wanted him to come. I was told that if I believed in this man who died a brutal and gruesome death, then raised from the dead 3 days later for me and my sins, I would go to heaven like all believers that die. Obviously, no one wouldn't want to go, so I said I would, and I prayed to God that he would forgive me of my sins. A little while later, me and my two sisters joined the baptism class, and it gave us a look at if we should get baptized and why. Most of the points that were brought up I didn't really pay attention to, mostly due to my short attention span and that I just wanted to get baptized so that I could take the bread and juice like my mom and dad did. Every time communion came, my parents would tell me to let it pass by, not to take it, and I felt left out, which made me want to get baptized for selfish motivations. I ended up not getting baptized because when the time came for being interviewed by a pastor, I was afraid and backed out. My sisters got baptized, and I let life go on, not caring anymore about getting baptized. Yet, when asked, I would still say I was a Christian. I am very glad I didn't get baptized because looking back, what I felt was a change wasn't real. It wasn't genuine. Time went by and yet another summer camp came up, and this was going to be taught by Josh Kelso about heaven. After 3 days of learning about what heaven is and who goes there, I started to get nervous. Me being the worrying person I am, I started to wonder where I was going. I knew that my friends would be going to heaven, but I doubted where I was going. I talked with my parents, and they showed me verses like Hebrews 2:14-15, which says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery." After more long talks, I felt convicted about my sin, and that I knew I needed to repent from my sin, and that I was a slave to my sin. I asked God for forgiveness, and I came to a realization that if I was to believe in Christ, I then needed to be baptized. Acts 2:38 says, "And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" This verse talks about how the preaching of the gospel is then followed with a command for those who repent to be baptized. I want to be baptized because there's evidence of God in my life now. For example, I now have an eagerness to read my Bible and not just sit there. And now when I sin, I am more eager to confess than to defend myself. I want to be baptized not so that I can just take communion so that I don't feel left out, but because God commands me to. And I want to publicly proclaim that Jesus is my Savior.
Jace, on the basis of your faith in Jesus Christ and your repentance toward him, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.